For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
You see, it doesn't matter whether I'm 35, 45, or 105. Goldberg will always be Goldberg.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Bozzano, along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
So one of the biggest complaints from our fans lately has been the overuse of the now retired Kairi Sane button.
That's right. So, should I push it or? I can't, right? No, not allowed.
But look, the thing is, it's not our fault because the exact same thing is going to happen with the Kofi rematch button.
That's true.
Because every single week, it's rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Yeah.
We have now seen Mustafa Ali and other Mustafa Ali versus T-Bar and Mace 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I think every match on Raw was a rematch in some sort of fashion.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
ridiculous.
What is going on here?
Raw was garbage.
SmackDown wasn't far from it.
SmackDown at least had Edge and Rollins.
Yeah. Finn Balor did, you know, Finn Balor stuff.
Yeah. Like, Raw had Orton, and that stuff was, you know, pretty good. But, like,
Lashley's, everything who else. Had been on fire lately, gave, like, a terrible promo.
He did.
Like, yes. I felt bad for him afterwards. I'm like, man, I can't even say that you tried here, guy. Like, man.
Maybe he knows he's losing at SummerSlam, so he's just, like, giving up.
Right. He's like, man, fuck it. I don't even care.
Right.
I'm going to lose to a 73-year-old man in front of a crowd at a stadium.
Dude, that could be it. Now I'm, like, thinking maybe I should pick Goldberg.
I know, right?
For SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's so, like, down.
Right now I really want to make the shirt that says, arrive, get undeserved title shot, leave.
Yeah.
You know,
hug my son,
hug my bare chested son.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
It's not good.
Yeah. Is there anything else we can talk about besides wrestling?
Did you see Suicide Squad?
The Suicide Squad?
Yeah,
I did.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't talk about that.
I'm hopefully going to see it this week.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really did. So look, you know,
It's James Gunn,
it's
right?
It's James Gunn.
He did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
He's great.
The thing is, like, the way I feel like his approach to movies is, here's a playlist I've been listening to. I'm going to make a fucking movie around it.
Right.
Because the soundtrack's so good.
Yeah.
Like, even like in the opening song, like the beginning song, the first song that they play.
Yeah.
I think it's called Friends Who've Died or something.
Uh-huh.
But like the way that the whole scene is set up and everything, it was so good.
Yeah.
The characters are actually rememberable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you actually feel for them.
Right.
Like Polka Dot Man, by far my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
And like even James Gunn said, he's like, look, I wanted to take this character who's regarded as like one of the dumbest characters in DC and actually give him a soul and give him a story.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. He like I was like, cause I didn't care about most of the characters in the first Suicide Squad.
None of them.
Right. I'm like, but like he turned like every character into like someone you're like, wow, I really like this character.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought Polka Dot Man kind of stole the show and he's been in like so many movies. Like he was
the actor that plays him.
Yeah. He was in Ant-Man.
I don't know who you're talking about So I'm not sure. Yeah.
He was the dark, one of the Dark Knight ones. Was it maybe Batman Begins? No, Dark Knight.
Oh, okay. I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. He's the one where Harvey Dent kidnaps him. He's one of the Jokers. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really cool. I definitely recommend it. Definitely
yeah, I can't wait to see it. I hated the first one.
Oh yeah, it was so bad.
It was fucking awful. I recently watched someone on YouTube do a review of the first one, and it just reminds you how incredibly bad that movie is.
Right.
He's like, the woman puts together a suicide squad without a mission, like without a mission ready. She's just like, we need to be prepared. And then the first mission is them rescuing her from a building. It's like,
right.
This is why you put them together, so that you could be rescued in a week.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense.
Like, who's the director? David Ayer?
Yeah.
He took to fucking Twitter, and he's like, you guys got the Snyder cut. You need the Ayer cut of Suicide Squad. It's a completely different movie. And I'm like, all right, well, if it happens,
maybe,
we'll,
but it's
going to be the judge, you know?
Maybe, but is it going to be better than, the new one? Which there's no way they're going to release that cut when the new one's out and everyone loves it.
Right.
You know, there's...
For series.
There's no point.
Like, if this one bombed, everyone's like, oh, this is shit, then maybe they would.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It didn't do well in theaters, though. Like, it's funny because Black Widow and Fast and Furious 9, I think Fast and Furious 9 did $75 million.
Right.
And then Black Widow did, 60-something million or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Suicide Squad did $26 million.
Right, but like...
But the COVID numbers are going up, so that's not helping.
That's true.
And it's rated R, right?
It's rated R.
Yeah.
And why am I going to go pay to see it in a theater when I literally watched it at home?
Oh, you did, right.
On Thursday night when it dropped.
Yeah, that's true. Because that's true. Black Widow, you still had to pay $30 for in Disney Plus, but if you already if you already have HBO Max, it's free.
It's free.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It does.
You know what also sucks? That's gonna make them not, because Venom 2 is currently not rated. They're not saying what they're gonna rate it.
Uh-huh.
But because Suicide Squad was rated R and it didn't do well in theaters, obviously a lot to do because of HBO Max, that's going to be like, oh, well, we better make it PG-13 with Carnage.
Yeah.
Like, Carnage is not a PG-13 villain.
No,
he is the most R-rated villain. I feel like Paul Heyman.
Right.
He is the most non-PG villain in the Marvel Universe.
For sure.
So, I hope they still do it, but we'll see.
Like, he's just hell-bent on killing anything, everyone, and for no reason at all, just to kill him.
He's just crazy. He's their Joker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And I love the trailer. You know, I didn't... the first Venom, I didn't like the plot. I thought Tom Hardy was great, but other than that, the movie was, pretty much a mess.
Right.
But this looks like so much fun with Tom Hardy and...
Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson.
Right.
Yeah. And him as Carnage just seems perfect. So,
yeah.
Anyways, let's get to wrestling. We have to do it.
We have to do wrestling.
I'm sorry. But first, we have to thank 4 new patrons. Actually, 5, kind of. We have to thank Isaac McAllister.
Okay.
Roman Luna and his girlfriend Marisol.
Oh.
Marisol? Yeah.
Marisol?
Marisol? I don't know. Something like that. Wayne Mansell and Joshua Watkins.
All right.
So thank you to all of you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. You can also sign up for a year and get a discount.
Yeah.
So go.
You're going to get a SummerSlam recap later this month.
Yes, that's right.
God, that's 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Holy shit.
In Vegas.
Shit.
We will be in Vegas recording the podcast in Vegas.
Yes.
So
I don't think we're going to do any sort of live show, but we'll definitely be hanging out at a few places. We can always keep everyone posted.
Full show.
If you're going to be out there, drop us a line. Let us know. That way we can keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
We did the hottest couple bracket.
Yes.
Submitted by one of our patrons.
That's right.
Rachel Graham.
Yes. We have more of those to get to as well.
We do. We do. It's like the floodgates have been opened.
Right.
So many brackets now.
So many brackets.
But we do have... is that bracket going to be ready this month?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Probably the next month because SummerSlam is here and it's so busy. But
I mean,
the worst promo bracket...
Yeah.
Part 2.
I do have a, a contingency plan if we need.
Okay.
So.
What's that?
SummerSlam 2002.
Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's 2005.
Oh, 2005. My bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
SummerSlam 2002 was great.
Yeah.
Triple H versus Shawn Michaels.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. SummerSlam 2005, where HBK magnificently. Thank you. I'm Josh Reese, everyone. oversold everything that Hogan did.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because fuck that guy. Yeah.
Who likes Hogan?
Yeah. Crazy people. All right, so SmackDown starts with Sasha.
Roman?
No, Sasha Banks this week. Yeah, I know.
This is weird.
Believe it or not. Wait, I'm sorry. SmackDown doesn't start with Roman Reigns?
What? That's good.
Yeah. SmackDown also has a CGI robot, too, now.
Because the future of wrestling is robots.
Yeah, like Robo WrestleMania. Remember?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
The Jetsons. Totally. WWE movie.
Yeah. Big Show, Blast from the Past, shows up.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell.
Who was the main star of that movie?
Big Show.
Was it Big Show? No, Big Show was the villain. Who was, like, the hero of the movie?
John, I don't even remember. Was it John Cena? They got, like, John Cena and Sheamus.
Yeah.
I think Sheamus might have been there.
But yeah, that's right. The future of wrestling is robots.
Look at the movie Real Steel.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's where it's going to be.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think like Fox was like, hey, USA got a robot. Why can't we have a robot?
Hey, where's our robot?
Where's our robot? So yeah, Sasha gets the ring. She says, I came back for my spotlight that I deserve. She laughs about attacking Bianca Belair last week. And she says, Bianca would be nothing without me. Bianca was crying before our match at WrestleMania because she was standing across from the greatest of all time. So Belair comes out and tells Sasha, you begged me to pick you after I won the Royal Rumble so that we could make history at WrestleMania. Belair gets in the ring and Sasha leaves and stands on the announce table. And Belair tells Sasha, if you want this, it's on. So then Zelina Vega comes out and reminds Bianca that she already accepted her challenge. So Belair tells Sasha, I'll see you at SummerSlam, and then she tells Vega, I'll see you tonight. So that's two matches that Belair accepted.
Wow.
This is not difficult to understand unless you're Michael Cole.
And there you see it, a women's championship match right here tonight on Friday Night SmackDown. Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks tonight.
No, Bianca Belair
and
Zelina Vega. It's massive. I can't even keep it straight. Well, nonetheless, this has turned into quite the rivalry, Pat.
Shut up, Michael.
Yes, please.
Shut up, Michael. Shut up, Michael. Shut up,
Michael. I don't think that gets utilized enough, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he also said that Belair challenged Vega. No. No.
No. No.
Vega challenged Belair.
Yep.
You idiot. How is he that bad? He's been doing this job for 25 years. He's been with WWE.
I know.
And he still sucks.
He was also in Robo WrestleMania.
That's right.
Rollins was in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Cody Rhodes was in it.
Yeah. Did we figure out who the star was? Like who the main character was?
Vince McMahon?
I don't remember. Like,
neither do I. Oh, it looks like Roman Reigns is on the poster.
I don't think he was like the hero, though.
Is that... No,
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox, yeah.
Let me see. Let me look through this real quick.
Oh, boy.
We recapped this movie.
We did.
George Jetson. Michael Cole. Was he the hero of the movie? No.
Alicia
Fox's real name is Victoria Crawford.
Oh, hi.
Was it Sheamus?
I think it was.
It honestly might have been Sheamus.
The Usos were there. Seth Rollins. Yeah. Ziggler.
Good God. Maybe it was Big Show? I'm so confused.
Big Show was the villain, though.
Yeah, that's right. My God. Let me look at the pictures.
And I think he was a face during that run of WWE. So.
There's Sheamus. Maybe it was Sheamus. Yeah, it was Sheamus. Yeah. Look, he's in all the fucking things. It was fucking Sheamus. We watched this movie. We recapped it, and I don't remember anything about
it. Yeah, this is before Uso Penitentiary.
Yes.
Oh, clearly Sheamus was champion or something.
Yeah.
There's Vince.
God. Anyways, go listen to that. I think that was the second movie we ever recapped.
It could have been.
The first one was The Marine, and then the second one was Robo WrestleMania. God help us all.
Ugh.
What was I smoking? Yeah, let's watch that.
Oh, man.
All right, so back to the show. They originally said that Vega versus Belair would be for the title that night.
Uh-huh.
But then later in the show, Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville tell Vega that it's not for the title, and she has to beat Belair first, and then she'll get a title shot against whoever wins at SummerSlam. And it's like, I understand not giving Vega a title shot, because she has, how many matches has she won since she's been back?
Let's see, 3, 6, carry the 2. 0.
0. Yeah.
0.
Yeah.
She hasn't won a match.
Someone said, like, she hasn't, you know, obviously she was let go and released for a while.
Right.
But someone said, like, her last win was, like, in September of 2020.
Sounds about right.
It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that was probably her only win.
I think so.
Was that when she beat Catalina?
It could have been, actually. It could have been.
Oh, man. So, yeah, she's got to fight Belair, beat her to face her again.
Or Sasha, whoever.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Next up, we have Dominic Mysterio versus Jey Uso.
Pretty much.
Rematch after rematch.
Backstage before the match, Ray is talking to Dominic. He's like, why did you do this? Why did you challenge him? If you lose, then we lose the momentum at SummerSlam. It's like, what? Really?
Is that how that works?
That's how that works.
Hmm.
You can... He has no faith in his son.
At all.
Beating Jey Uso.
Dominic, why the fuck do you keep challenging these guys and losing?
You're just a little boy. Dad, I'm 2 feet taller than you.
Right.
What are you talking about? Hey, people ask me if you're my son.
You better settle your 11-year-old ass down. Dad, I'm 24. Yeah. Hey, don't backtalk me, you 6-year-old.
When we walk in the airport together, you're wearing a mask, and people go, oh, that's cute. Your little kid has a wrestling mask on.
Dad, I carry you in a baby Bjorn.
Dad, you sit in a car seat. Not even like a toddler, like a baby car seat.
We get to board the plane first because they think I have a kid.
Any passengers boarding the plane with small children may come.
Yeah. Jesus. Anyways, I guess Ray was right because Jey hit a super kick and then the splash off the top rope for the win.
I mean, technically, his dad did distract him.
Yes, he did.
So, kind of your dad's fault.
That's true.
Yeah, that so true. I can't wait to see Dominic turn heel and be like, I found out Eddie is my real dad.
No, he'll just do what Ray did in Star Wars and just... You know, pick his last name.
Right.
I'm Dominic Guerrero.
There you go.
I'm Rey Skywalker.
Sure.
What?
Yeah. Oh, man, who's her parent? Oh, they're some trash bums. What?
Do it. So next up, we have King Nakamura versus Apollo Crews in an Intercontinental Championship.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Contenders match.
Fuck me.
How many times has he already beaten Cruz, like in tag team matches?
Seven.
Seven.
At least.
Go seven. So seven. Nakamura, this made no sense. Nakamura did like a yes kick, basically.
Uh-huh.
And goes for the pin, but Commander Aziz breaks it up for the DQ.
Right.
And then Nakamura throws Cruz into Aziz and then celebrates with Rick Boogs.
Boobs.
Boobs.
Yeah, Rick Boobs.
So
right.
I guess,
so does Commander Aziz have no faith in Apollo that he can kick out of a couple kicks to the chest?
Right. No. Apparently not.
I mean,
maybe he thought they were Brie kicks. He kicked him for real.
Right. Kick the face. He's concussed.
Were those Brie kicks or yes kicks?
Right.
Or Miz kicks?
Nakamura's like, wait, Brian's not here. I'll fucking steal that move.
Exactly.
It goes over well with the crowd.
So I guess they'll fight at SummerSlam?
I'm sure.
Will Nakamura win?
In a Commander Aziz is barred from the ring match?
Commander Aziz in a cage above the ring.
Oh, yeah. Commander Aziz and Rick Boogs in the same shark cage above the ring.
He's just beating the fuck out of Boogs. Everyone's just watching that because, like, Boogs' blood is dripping off the cage to the mat. Like, just, he's dead. And, like, they're slipping on the blood in the ring.
Right, yeah.
That would be amazing.
It's a first blood match. You have to get your opponent in Rick Boogs' blood.
Yes. God. You have to cover him in the blood of Rick Boogs.
Yes. Oh, God.
Ugh. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Next up, Caleb Braxton interviews Paul Heyman backstage, and Heyman points out how ridiculous The contract signing from last week was...
The Tampa Bay Schmuckaneers decide to sign Tom Brady for another year for $75 million. I, Paul Heyman, come in from behind with a kendo stick. I nail Tom Brady from behind. I sign my name on the contract. Do I get the $75 million?
I would hope so.
Yes. Your name's on that line.
Fuck Tom Brady. He doesn't need any more money. You take, you do it, Paul.
Yeah.
Go for it, Paul.
Do it. Live your dream.
Live your dream. And by the way, Tom Brady's not getting $75 million for 1 year.
No.
That's not what...
That's not how football works. It's not how money works.
Heyman clearly doesn't watch the NFL.
Right. Yeah. Not at all.
So Heyman starts to walk away, but Big E is standing there laughing while holding the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah.
Teasing a cash-in.
Right.
By the way, did you see the video of Big E having sex with the briefcase at a house show?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I guess you got one of those like drill things where that cuts like the perfect hole.
I fucking hated that. He's making out. He's tonguing the briefcase.
Right.
While like humping it on the top rope.
Yeah. He's going to come cash it in and he's going to hand it to the ref and the ref's going to be opening it. What the fuck is it? Is this jizz?
No, it's pancake batter. Yeah, I bet it is.
Baby batter.
Yeah, you pancaked yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, I was fine with Big E winning the briefcase, but if you're going to fuck the thing.
Right.
Jesus. And, like, he dare doesn't do that on TV.
No.
That's ridiculous, right. Man.
Look, if he's going to cash it in and he wants us to believe he can, he needs to get... a tad more serious about it.
Yeah. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not going to...
Hey, don't be fucking other briefcases. You know?
Because, like, I can't see him successfully cashing in on Roman.
No.
I can't see it.
I cannot.
I can't see them letting him do that.
Right. Unless, like, after losing at SummerSlam, John Cena snaps Roman's neck.
I mean, cross your fingers.
That's and then he shoots the Usos with the peacemaker guns.
Yeah, I could see him cashing in on Lashley if Lashley beats Goldberg.
Yeah, can you put that on the score sheet? Does John Cena walk in dressed as Peacemaker?
Yes, right.
Because he's been going everywhere dressed as Peacemaker.
He has. Yeah. So yeah, moving on. We have Tamina versus Tegan Nox. This is basically a rematch because they've been fighting.
Yeah.
You know what? We've pushed the button.
There wasn't a tag partner for Tamina, so.
No. She comes out with both belts. Why is she still...
Right.
Why?
I'm the tag team champion.
I guess they're hoping Natalya's going to be back for SummerSlam because they said it was going to be a few weeks.
I guess.
And I guess Shotzi and Nox will beat them at SummerSlam. It feels like almost every title... Well, not the Universal... But certainly a lot of titles could be changing hands at SummerSlam.
Right.
But yeah, Nox got her first name back. They called her Tegan Nox.
I was very happy about that because Nox.
Yeah.
Better not mention
Nox
that again.
From the first Batman film?
Yes.
Yeah. With Michael Keaton?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So yeah, Shotzi's still Shotzi. She was sitting in the tank at ringside. Tamina sets up for the Samoan drop, but then Shotzi shoots her missile at Tamina. And that distraction allows Nox to win with a roll-up.
Oh, shit. Here I am, unprepared.
Roll-up. So, how is that not a DQ?
Right.
You shot a missile. Now, granted, it was like a stupid Nerf gun thing.
Right.
But you still shot it at her.
Yeah.
It almost hit her. And the ref just like, cool, what else? What else you got? It's a fucking Nerf thing. What else you got?
Do you have anything I can play with?
Yeah.
Hey, can I ride in the tank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no DQ there. Nox gets the win with a fucking roll up.
Sure.
That's one.
Yep.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Edge.
Edge.
Edge says, Seth Rollins isn't here tonight, and that's probably a good thing because of what I'll do to him. I'd end up in jail.
Cool.
He also says, when I look at Seth, it's like I'm looking at my past self.
Yeah.
And then Rollins appears on the big screen via satellite and says, if the ultimate opportunist was half the man that the architect is, he would know that you always have a plan B. Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah, that was good.
It was a throwback to when the Shield broke up.
Right.
Edge says, oh yeah, I have a plan B. You and I one-on-one for the first time ever at SummerSlam. Rollins says, I'll think about it, but maybe you should think about it. You know what it's like to have my boot on the back of your neck.
It's good.
What's going to happen when I stomp your neck that's been fused not once, not twice, but three times? That was good. And then Edge tells Rollins, if you remember, I helped eliminate you in the 2020 Royal Rumble, and I eliminated you in the 2021 Royal Rumble. And here's the rest.
You didn't finish the job in 2014 when you had the chance, and now it's biting you in the ass.
You don't get to spin the narrative here, pal. This isn't about...
You're damn right I do, because what really bothers you about me is you know you're trying to walk in my footsteps, but you can't fill them. Because at the end of the day, you're just Edge Light, kid.
Aw, oh, shut up! Shut your mouth! That's it, I've had enough! I've had enough! I'm not a light version of you! I'm not a light version of you! I am better than you in every single way, and you know it!
Oh, MJF? Easy, MJF.
Mommy, you want me one-on-one at SummerSlam? You're on.
Yeah, it was really fucking good.
That was a great segment, and they finally made it official.
Right.
So, yeah, they were both really great in this segment. So,
and
that's the match to look forward to.
You know, if you think about it, like, Edge always called himself the ultimate opportunist. Opportunist. For a long time, he had the best cash in, you know?
Yeah.
John Cena survives the Elimination Chamber match.
Yep.
Edge comes out, beats a bloody Cena. But Seth cashing in mid-main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean, JBL still said it best, you know, heist of the century.
Was that? No, it was
JBL?
JBL, right?
Yeah, JBL said...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said JR.
I did say R. JR, then I went back.
Yeah, that was great. Because he saved... Like, no one wanted to see Lesnar Reigns.
No.
Even though we would see it
90 more times in the coming year.
Oh, God, it's going to end with a champion that no one wants either way, and then Seth comes and... saves WrestleMania as the heel, the biggest babyface moment of all time,
right? Got a louder pop than anyone that night.
Yeah. Yeah. So, great segment. Can't wait to see. It won't even matter who wins this match.
No.
Because it'll be great.
It will.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Street Profits versus Rude and Ziggler.
Rematch after rematch.
They showed, before this match, they showed footage from a match that these two tag teams had in January.
Hey, remember in January when these guys fought?
Yeah.
No, I fucking don't.
Oh, okay. Well, here's them fighting again in January.
Right.
And then again a couple more times in February. Then March a few more times.
And then one of them got injured and had to go away for a little bit.
Yeah. Now they're back.
Yikes.
I thought they were feuding with Chad Gable and Otis. Where are they? Where in the world?
Like, right. The seriously.
So, yeah, anyways, Dawkins hits Ziggler with a spine buster and Ford hits the frog splash for the win. Who cares? We've seen this one a million times. Next up, we have Zelina Vega versus Bianca Belair. Yeah. Sasha comes out mid-match, which distracts Belair, and Vega hits her Hurricane Rana off the apron, which is the best thing she does.
Yeah.
But, of course...
doesn't do anything to help her cause.
Right. But Belair hits the KOD for the win, so Vega does not get a title shot.
Nope.
After SummerSlam.
Surprise, surprise.
And that's it. It's like, there's Vega, there's Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
Like singles wrestlers.
That's it.
It's like it's the four of them.
Yeah.
Natalya and Tamina are a tag team. Shotzi and Nox are a tag team.
Uh-huh.
Like this feud with Sasha has to go on for a few more months. Because there's no one else.
Right.
And it can't be Vega because she's never won a match.
I mean, Mia Yim just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
That's right. She has yet to come. I mean, we haven't even seen video packages for her yet.
No.
Like, to show us, this is Mia Yim. Because they're not going to be like, oh, former person of reckoning. No, they're going to be like, they're going to show video packages of her in NXT.
Of course.
Maybe, if she's not released, but...
Right, well...
Yeah, they're certainly not doing anything with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, next up we have Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. Backstage before the match, Balor tells Kayla, when I'm done with Corbin, I've got a bone to pick with John Cena. Also backstage, Heyman tells Roman Reigns that Balor versus Corbin is next. And Reigns says, I'm interested. So they get in the ring. Corbin apologizes to Balor, but Balor says apology not accepted and punches him to start the match. Balor wins with a coup de grace, and then he cuts a promo after the match, and this was really good.
3 years ago, what happened last week, I would have smiled and accepted it. But that Finn is dead. This Finn isn't smiling.
Yes, no more smiles. Praise Jesus.
Wants to face Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. And if I have to go through John Cena to do it, then that's what I'm willing to do.
This Finn's not smiling.
God bless America.
This Finn's not smiling. Four words we've been waiting to hear on the main roster.
Yes.
Thank God. So Reigns and Heyman come out to the ring, and Roman tells Finn, I tried to give you an opportunity, so when you come out here on my show, keep the head of the table's name out your mouth. And he throws the mic at Balor and turns his back on him. So Balor pushes him out of the ring and gives him the finger guns. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
And then the Usos attack Balor from behind, but Balor fights back, throws him out of the ring, and then he does his dive over the ropes. So Reigns gets back in the ring. Balor hits a sling blade, but then the Usos get back in the ring and attack Balor. Reigns hits a Superman punch. Jay hits a splash off the top, and then Reigns locks in the guillotine choke, and Balor taps. So, no John Cena on SmackDown that week. So Finn's just kind of like the sacrificial lamb to have interaction with Roman Reigns since Cena's not there.
Right.
And I guess is he going to fight Roman like the week before SummerSlam or the Friday before SummerSlam?
You can still build this up to he gets the next title shot at the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
But it's just like, when the contender's not there.
Right.
You have to pick someone else.
It's weird when you have to beat up someone else because your contender isn't there.
Right.
Exactly. It doesn't make much sense.
He's backstage on Raw, turns out.
Right. Chilling.
So, yeah, Monday Night Raw opens with the return of Randy Orton.
Which, fuck surprises. WWE put it all over their social media.
Yeah, because, that's got to help ratings, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, really?
1.7.
Oh, bummer. No. Summer.
It does. That's like my thing. It's like spoiling everything on Twitter is not helping the ratings.
No.
So
just let it happen organically.
Just let it happen.
Right.
It's not helping.
Right. I mean, come on.
They also advertised like a few days before Raw that Charlotte Flair was going to address the WWE Universe. Mm. And I said, dear God, that's a ratings killer.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Now, she didn't cut a promo in the middle of the ring, so that was a pleasant surprise, but
whoever nicks that from the schedule, kudos to you.
I'm a genius!
Right.
We'll get to her later. So Randy Orton comes out along with a new CGI snake that snaps at the camera.
Ooh.
That'll help ratings.
Right. At least it's not the entrance ramp dick snake from a few wrestlers.
The snake sperm.
Yeah, snake sperm.
Yeah.
Ew.
Like, this is not going to make your show better. These stupid CGI things.
No.
It didn't even look cool.
Right. Trust me, I've seen kids there. Yeah. Like, they're only there to see their one favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, they're fucking bored.
Right.
I mean, come on. That's
like, eventually, wrestlers are just going to come out in a group. Like, there's going to be the stage is just going to be a giant green screen, so they could do as much CGI as possible.
Right.
And then the wrestlers are even going to be like in green suits, so they could CGI them too. And like Roman could literally fly to the ring via CGI.
Right.
Like there he is, he's
just
flying.
Like a green suit except for like the head. It's like, it's just and there's a Roman Reigns on Optimus Prime's body.
The ring is all green and CGI, right. So they could do these super moves.
Yeah. the first three rows are just green suit people, so they can have whatever celebrity, movie star, movie character, comic book character, doesn't matter.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
And then going to a wrestling event will be like going to like a taping of like the Big Bang Theory, where it's a live crowd, but it's like, all right, we have to tape that again.
Right.
And then applaud.
Forget what you saw.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and put on your virtual goggles and get ready for wrestling.
Your 3D virtual goggles.
Whoa! I could have stayed at home for this.
Oh my God, look. I am Roman Reigns. Oh God, kill me. Please kill me.
Fucking kill me. Okay, finger poke of doom. Yeah. I want to lose this title.
So, anyways, back to reality. Orton grabs a mic and says, I guess this is where I'm supposed to say, welcome to Monday Night Raw, Edge. And then Riddle's music hits. And he scoots to the ring, happier than ever.
Yeah.
And he says, Randy, I missed you so much, bro.
Randy.
But where'd you go?
Where'd you go, bro?
It's funny how...
I missed you.
Yeah. Like,
Bray's... Fucking love you, bro.
Bray's thing was calling Orton Randy.
Yeah.
And now Riddle's thing is calling Orton Randy.
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 But Randy...
He should have named his scooter Randy.
He should have.
Like, Bray named his pony Randy.
Randy.
According to us.
JoJo's pony was named Randy. What's wrong with Randy, Randy?
Yeah. So Riddle also mentions his stepdad who went to buy milk 25 years ago but never came back.
It's your stepdad. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, like, right.
What? Who cares?
Who likes their stepdad?
Yeah.
So Riddle also tells Randy, you're back. We can be RK-Bro. Orton says, what in the hell makes you think I would want to team with you again? We had a few matches, sold some T-shirts. We both got a buzz.
Wait,
on social media.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Oh, okay.
But I work better by myself, and so do you. So Riddle looks like he's about to cry, and he says, does that mean you don't want to be a team with me anymore?
But Randy.
But Randy. So Orton says, you and I were, past tense, were a good team. And the fans chant RK-Bro, and then out comes AJ Styles and Omos.
Oh. The tag champs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, these two guys are... you know, falling apart, breaking up. Let's go out there and put them back together so they can take our titles.
Let's encourage them to actually be a team.
That was what Sheamus and Cesaro did when Seth and Dean were hating each other.
Yes.
They came out to kick their asses, then they teamed up, and then they fucking fisted.
Yeah.
And it was they were back together.
And that was their fault.
That was all their fault.
Yeah.
So Style tells Riddle Orton has used and abused everyone he's ever known. I thought Omos breaking your scooter would hurt you. I thought Omos throwing you around like a rag doll would hurt you. But I never thought that the thing that would hurt you the most would be a broken heart by Randy Orton.
I mean, kind of saw that coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they're for sure winning those tag titles.
Orton yells at AJ, I've been at home for the past 7 weeks watching you run your mouth. The only thing bigger than your ego is that jackass right there. And he points at Omos.
Ooh. Prim, prim,
prim. Which he thought, so Orton, you've just been at home for 7 weeks?
Chilling, watching TV.
What's going on?
Yeah.
It had to have been family issues. You know? Like Orton. The fact that they're not saying anything about why he was gone.
Right.
He's been advertised for shows and hasn't shown up. He was advertised for last week.
Oh, really?
And was not there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some shit going down in the Orton house?
I mean, you know his wife is crazy.
Yeah.
His wife was a ring rat. So.
His wife is also smoking fucking hot.
She is very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a chrome off of a trailer hitch. That's how they met.
Anyway, Styles challenge. Dude, she talks about how they met.
Oh,
like,
really?
She fully admits that she was a ring rat. This was on, I saw a clip of it. It's on the network.
Like,
it was,
Dinner for Three? Or
yeah, it was a Dinner for three. It was a Table for Three with her, Matt Hardy's ring rat wife, and someone
else.
Well,
she was actually a wrestler in TNA.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Sorry, then.
I think it was Kurt Angle's wife.
Kurt Angle's wife.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, she was talking about how she was going to shows... just to try to hook up with Orton.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She fucking fully admits it.
She's like, well, you know, after like 3 months of stalking, I finally hid in his hotel room and, you know, fucked him in his sleep and I had his baby.
Yeah. She would go to the front row, like give him looks, and then he was like, okay.
Okay.
And I guess she fucks better than all the other ring rats.
On your lips?
Anyways, Styles challenges Orton to a match and Randy accepts and uppercuts AJ out of the ring. Then he goes for an RKO and Omos, but Omos pushes him out of the ring. Then Riddle goes for an RKO, but Omos catches him and gives him a choke slam. Riddle rolls out of the ring and asks Orton to help him up, but Orton walks away. Later backstage, Riddle asks Orton if they could still be friends and if he could be in his corner tonight. And Orton doesn't say anything, so Riddle says, "Bro, you can't be serious." And then Orton says, "I am serious. And don't call me bro, Edge." I thought that was funny.
Call me Slither.
Yeah.
Call me
I thought
Hawk.
That was funny, you know, a reference to the movie Airplane.
Right.
Which, if you haven't seen it, it's one of the funniest movies ever.
Mm-hmm. Don't call me Shirley.
Out. Yeah. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Baron Corbin. Interesting.
Yeah.
Why are you here, Corbin?
I'm basically homeless. This weekend, I was staying in one of the production trucks, and I received a phone call from Jinder Mahal. And he's offering me a chance to turn things around. And look, I'm not jumping for joy at the idea of climbing in the ring with someone who can decapitate me with a giant sword, but it's risk versus reward. And I'm running out of options.
What the fuck?
I'm desperate. So if beating Drew McIntyre will help get me out of these financial troubles, then so be it. Sword or not.
Sword or not.
And if he kills me, then, you know, I don't have to fucking live this life anymore.
If he decapitates me, then, yeah, my financial troubles are over. Either way,
yeah.
If I beat
Drew, my wife is screwed, but I'm fine.
Well, she's getting screwed by someone else.
You know who Corbin is? He's Andy from The Office when he got fired. Yeah. And then he gets, what's his name, to buy the company back.
Yeah.
And he shows up as a janitor, and he's mopping the carpet. Orton is Andy Bernard.
Corbin. Yeah.
Orton.
Yeah. So Corbin came out to his music
uh-huh.
for 10 seconds, and they cut it off.
Yeah, that's all I can afford.
But he must be doing better, because on SmackDown, there was no music.
No music, right.
This week, or on Raw, 10 seconds of his music. So
fun fact, wrestlers have to pay for their entrance music
right.
to be played.
Yes.
Oh, God, apparently. I forgot to slip the production guy at 20. Right. He won't play my music now.
I mean, I like this gimmick of his. It's funny, but it makes it, he's still employed
right.
by WWE.
He is.
Like
He's still getting a paycheck. He has a contract.
I guess we're
like
just
a guarantee in his contract.
I guess we're just supposed to believe that his debt is so bad that
right.
even with the money he's making,
right.
it doesn't
like,
matter.
Like
his funds have just been, you know, they just go immediately yeah. to the bills.
I mean, his $6,000 a day habit, Fabergé eggs.
Yeah. His bank account's probably been frozen by the IRS. Or
right, right. Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, so. it. Did you see they did like on social media? Like they followed Corbin around.
I'm going
like
to play that later.
Okay.
I'm
going
to play that
like
after
it was a documentary?
Yes.
Oh my God, that shit was so funny.
It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
So Kevin Patrick also interviewed McIntyre before the match, and McIntyre said he doesn't feel bad for Corbin because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
He also talked about how he named his sword after his late mother, which is a real shitty way to try to get the fans back on McIntyre's side.
For sure.
It's ridiculous.
And his mom's watching. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. By the way, every time Corbin comes to Raw, he faces Drew McIntyre.
Uh-huh.
May 18th, 2020.
Yeah.
Corbin comes to Raw, fights Drew McIntyre with Bobby Lashley and MVP watching on the stage.
Okay.
April 5th, 2021.
Uh-huh.
Corbin fought Drew McIntyre with MVP on commentary.
All right.
And now, once again, Corbin comes to Raw and he fights Drew McIntyre.
His favorite opponent.
Yeah.
Well, he's beat me twice, so third time's a
and
charm,
the
right?
In April, like MVP and Lashley said, we want someone to take out McIntyre and we'll give you money. That was Corbin.
Yeah.
So even then, Corbin needed the money.
I guess
he was
so.
Still the king then.
Yeah.
So every time Corbin comes to Raw, someone hires him to take out Drew McIntyre.
See, we give WWE, we need to give them credit
yeah.
because they planted the seeds.
Oh, they planted those
seeds.
They
let it grow into a plant.
Yeah.
And then they fucked the plant.
Fucked the plant.
They literally
yeah,
fucked
they clearly
this plant.
Knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Someone, hey, stop hiring Corbin to take out McIntyre. It
right.
fails every time.
Every time.
I thought Corey Graves defending Corbin was funny because they were talking about how he's poor, he can't shower, and Graves said, no one in Hollywood showers anymore. Because like,
wow.
So many celebrities lately have come out talking about how they don't shower every day.
Yeah. Someone tried to do that shit to The Rock.
Yeah.
And he's like, I saw that. Fuck you.
He's like, I shower 3 times a day.
Yeah, he does.
It's like, yeah, when you're at the gym 24/7, you better fucking shower.
Cold shower, warm shower, hot shower.
Like, Jake Gyllenhaal said, like, he only showers once a week or whatever, and, like, a couple other celebrities. And then, like, people started just going crazy with it.
Yeah.
Like, there was a meme of Tom Hanks, like a fake Tom Hanks quote. And he's like, I never shower. Get that water the fuck away from me or something. Or he's like, if I see water, I'll fucking kill you. Like, it was so fucking funny. It was so fucking funny.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, what's up? Like, if anyone could take the best showers, it'd be celebrities.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if I won the lottery, I would design a house with a... like a shower, like as big as this fucking room. I could just like run around.
Yeah.
I mean,
you ever stay at a nice hotel that has like an amazing shower and you're like, oh my God, I just want to live here.
You stand there for 30 minutes.
I just want to live in this hotel now.
Right.
Because of this shower.
Yeah. Cry a little when you go home to your shitty shower. It's just not the same.
I have a walk-in shower, but it's like, it's so fucking small. Like it's nice, but it's super small. But yeah. Anyways, McIntyre sets up for the Claymore, but Corbin begs for him to stop. Drew grabs a mic and says, Corbin, you're absolutely pathetic, but I'm starting to feel bad for you. How much do you need to get by for a few days? Corbin says, $100,000. McIntyre laughs and says, how about $200,000?
What?
How about $300,000?
What?
And then Drew does the countdown, 3-2-1, Claymore for the win.
That
just makes him look like an asshole.
It does. Of course I'll help you out.
Yeah.
After I kick you in your fucking face.
He did the same thing to Heath Slater.
Yeah.
When McIntyre was a heel. Here, Heath, I'll give you some money. I know you're... and just fucking kills Heath Slater.
Yeah.
Future endeavor.
Yeah. What an asshole. We're supposed to like this guy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everyone, like, feels bad for Court. Like, he's so good doing this character that people actually like him now.
Right. Yeah.
So, after the match, Jinder Mahal, Veer, and
Shanky
come out. But Mac, I like you
have
every
to say
it
every time.
Yeah,
like that.
It's like the end of days.
Yeah.
Although Corbin doesn't hit the end of days anymore because he never wins.
Corbin's at the end of days.
Oh my God! What if Arnold Schwarzenegger like shows up and brings him back?
Right.
Just because his finisher is the name of his movie from 2004.
One of his shittiest movies.
I never even saw that one.
No, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mahal and his boys come out, but then McIntyre grabs his sword and they back off. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, they just come out.
He's still got a fucking sword.
That's it, yeah. All right, he still has the sword.
He's still willing to go to jail for murdering us. I guess we can't attack him.
Yeah. Also, I want to point out, former WWE writer Brian Gewirtz tweeted, new idea free of, you know, he was a writer for a long time in WWE.
Yes.
He said, new idea free of charge. Corbin demands another loser eats dog food match, which he intentionally loses just so he can eat again. That was fucking great.
That's great.
That was great.
I like how he put free of charge.
Yeah. And then, what Eric was mentioning earlier, WWE posted a TikTok video of Baron Corbin. And this was 100 times better than anything on Raw.
Yes.
Like, put this on TV. You can listen to it, but if you're not watching it with, like, go fucking watch it. It's hilarious.
Welcome to a day in my life. After hitchhiking to work, I simply tried to go in and be on time and was sent away by a security guard that I've known for years.
Oh, where are you going?
Going inside.
Why would you go inside? There's no reason for you to be
here. I have to work in there.
Work for what? What do you do?
That's me on the truck right there.
That is not you.
Starting to sink in that I've fallen pretty low in life, and it feels like people just can't see me.
John
I finally
Cena's
get into
behind.
The building, and oh look, I'm fined $500 that I don't have for failing dress code. So to correct this problem, I looked for help removing the stain from my shirt, and all I got was a dirty look to go away. And after that, I wanted to get a bite to eat and take some home for later. Apparently, you're not allowed to do that.
He's like, fuck!
It's been a long day. Lucky for me, though, this money from this TikTok video, it's really going to help me out.
Baron, we're We're not paying you for this.
I'm not getting paid for this?
No.
Are you kidding me? What? You've taken all this time from my day. You've embarrassed me.
Super Slam Saturday?
Someone said that the last part of Corbin should be on our soundboard. Like this, the...
I fucking second
next
that.
Next up, Goldberg comes out.
Oh, sold. I'm fucking sold.
I have to.
You have to.
Maybe
now.
I'll finally take out Kairi Sane since I'm not supposed to push her anymore.
Right.
But like, that was fucking hilarious.
For real.
When have you ever laughed that? When was the last time you laughed that hard watching Raw or SmackDown?
I know. I can't even think.
How is that not on TV?
Yeah.
That just shows you that there's actually some good that can be done on this fucking
right,
show.
Right, there's people who can actually make decent product. Like, the guy who made this fucking TikTok. Why isn't he doing segments like this?
Kudos to Corbin for being amazing in that video.
Yeah.
Kudos to whoever's idea was. Maybe it was Corbin's idea. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they let them do whatever they want, but it has to be on social media. It can't be on the show.
Right, yeah.
You know? Like this, oh my God.
It was so good.
If that was on Raw this week, that would easily be the best moment.
It would have. Yeah.
And Baron Corbin would get best acting.
He would. Like, he definitely would.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
Best comment would have been like, that's not you.
Yeah. It just shows that they could still do something good.
Yeah.
And that was fan-fucking-tastic.
Right.
That was so fucking good. But it wasn't on Raw or SmackDown. Yeah. So it doesn't count.
Yeah, but to Vince son, he's like,
here we go.
That was crickets.
To him, it was crickets because he's a fucking idiot.
Right.
What a piece of shit. Anyways, next up we have Jeff Hardy versus Karrion Kross.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Welcome Jeff, back from COVID.
Jeff came out to his old theme song, No More COVID. no more words. Sorry, no more words. Cross cut a backstage promo holding the lamest looking hourglass.
Mm.
It looks like they fucking just got it at Toys R Us.
Yeah, right.
After, like when they're going out of business, Toys R Us is like, this is all we have left. This hourglass. Like the one they had on NXT was like fucking a badass looking one.
Yeah.
And hourglasses are not badass looking, but it was like, oh, that's cool.
Like if in medieval times, like some evil genius kidnapped your damsel,
yeah,
like that's the hourglass he'd have.
Right,
you have 1 hour.
Like, why can't you get the one they used on NXT?
Right, next week they're just gonna get the one out of like fucking like Scrabble or something, like this big. TikTok. This thing only has 3 seconds.
It's like a plastic fucking. If he dropped it, it would just. That would be it. That's your hourglass.
That's the sound effect it would make.
That's the sound effect. Good God. Anyways, Hardy hits a splash off the second rope, and Jimmy Smith yelled, "That's gotta be it!"
Clearly, he's never seen a Jeff Hardy match.
He thought that was Jeff's finisher. He got confused.
Yeah.
He thought that was the Swanton. Cross gives Jeff a Saito suplex, then makes him tap to the cross jacket. And then after the match, Cross gives Jeff another suplex and locks in the cross jacket again.
Establishing dominance, finally.
Dominance. So he's 2 for 2.
Yeah.
On Raw.
Yeah. Batting 500.
500, yeah. Next up, we have Alexa Bliss versus Doudrop with Eva Marie ringside and Lily sitting on the turnbuckle. Mm. And if you're thinking, oh, God, not this.
Yes.
Just wait.
This.
Yes. We want Wyatt Chance to start the match.
Of course.
Like, it just feels weird to do this now.
It does.
With Bray Wyatt gone.
Right.
He's going to be on AEW in... 80 days? How long has it been since he was fired?
About 80 days, yeah.
80-something days. And she's still going to be doing the Fiend gimmick?
Yeah.
With Ray Bryant on AEW Dynamite?
Ray Bryant.
Like, can we just get the goddess back?
Please.
And stop doing magical dolls?
Yeah.
Good God. So Doudrop goes for a senton, but Alexa moved, and Jimmy Smith said, in the sneakiness game, there's no comparison. Yeah. You know what's hilarious is these matches are all sponsored by, when they show replays, the sponsor shows WWE 2K22. There's not a trailer for it.
No.
There's literally no news about the game.
Right.
Yet it's a sponsor. Like, what the fuck?
You're going to get the game, and half the roster isn't even going to be on television anymore. Not even with the company.
Yeah, seriously.
They've let go of so many freaking people.
30 wrestlers to select.
Right. I mean,
all the money they spent, like, oh, we got Bray Wyatt, we got The Fiend, he looks great for the game.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, he's not.
You fired?
No one's going to buy this fucking game.
No.
The last one was so bad that they had to take a year off.
Yeah. They had to come out with WWE Smash Bros.
Smash Bros. Yeah. Battleground or
yeah,
I finally played that because it was free on the PlayStation Network for
PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Plus,
yeah,
it's garbage.
It's trash.
It's fucking trash.
But you can throw people to an alligator.
Yeah, great. What the fuck am I watching? Anyways, I mentioned the game because I heard that in WWE 2K22, sneakiness is going to be an attribute, and Alexa's going to be 100.
Oh wow,
100 sneakiness points.
Wow, so much. Skyrim.
It's going to be crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jimmy Smith seems like he's turning into Michael Cole now.
Yeah. You know, like, it's funny, like, have you played, like, Skyrim or, like, Fallout, stuff like that?
I played games like those.
Yeah. Well, like, there was, like, in Skyrim, like, I did my character all sneakiness. Uh-huh. Like, pickpocketing, sneakiness. I was so good. I could steal clothes off of a person without them noticing. Like, they'd just be walking and be like, wasn't I wearing pants?
I'm naked. My dick's out?
All right. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Good Lord. Anyways, Alexa goes after Eva Marie, but Doudrop saves her. Doudrop starts dominating, but then she taunts Lily.
Yeah.
She taunts the doll.
A doll.
Then they cut to a close-up.
Hey, Champa action figure. Yeah. You're just a little man of plastic. Fuck you.
And then he's just like,
and then I shit my pants. Right.
But no, they cut to a close-up of Lily,
uh-huh,
and she winks. Let me say that again. Lily the doll winks.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roman Reigns, what'd you think?
I don't watch Roman.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why would you?
How did I forget? So Doudrop freaks out, and then Alexa gets the win with a roll-up.
Yep, there it is.
A roll-up. How evil.
I know. How sinister.
Imagine The Fiend winning with a roll-up.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
Right.
And she's the face, because Eva Marie's a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Doudrop's with her, so she's a heel. So
heel by proxy.
Alexa's the face with an evil doll, and she wins with roll-ups.
Yes.
Got it.
Wrestling science.
Wrestling science. Oh, Vince, you stupid fuck. Vince loved it, though. Yeah.
This is such good shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of good shit
in
news and rumors
about
Vince being a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should just, instead of Lily the doll, just have the Vince puppet with her.
Right, sure.
And
why not?
He could just say, this is such good shit.
This is such good shit. Coming to my playground.
Next up, we have Sheamus versus Ricochet.
Rematch after rematch.
Looked like I was sucking the microphone's dick.
Oh, yeah.
Backstage before the match, Sheamus confronted John Morrison for costing him his match against Damian Priest last week, even though it wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Morrison holds up the drip stick and tells Miz he's hurting for a squirtin'.
Fuck you.
40-year-old virgin reference.
Ho. For the show.
Yeah. Sheamus warns Morrison, you better get the job done against Priest tonight, or else you're in for a hell of a drought. As for the match, Ricochet hit a springboard crossbody to Sheamus on the outside, and they landed on the announce table. That was very impressive.
Uh-huh.
Ricochet also hit a beautiful lion salt that Sheamus kicked out of.
Of course.
And they didn't call it a lion salt because Chris Jericho. Corey Graves called it something else. I've never heard of that before. So... yeah, but it's not a lion salt. And then, of course, Sheamus wins with a bro kick.
Yeah.
After the match, Damian Priest comes out and gets in Sheamus' face. Sheamus acts like he's leaving, but then he tries to attack him, and Priest throws him out of the ring.
You missed the part, or you left out the part where Ricochet jumps off the top rope to do a fucking headbutt to a metal mask. Yeah, and knocks smart himself guy. Out.
Smart guy.
Like a fucking moron.
Yeah. Next up, we have Damian Priest versus John Morrison.
After rematch, after rematch, after rematch, after rematch, after rematch.
With Wheelchair Miz ringside.
Uh-huh.
Priest sets up for the reckoning, but Miz squirts him with the drip stick.
Squirt, squirt.
And for the first time since they've been doing this, Priest no-sells it because it's just water.
Yes.
Every single time before this, and they're like, oh, bro! Right. Like they act like they're getting,
I'm waterboarded.
Yeah, they act like they're getting waterboarded. This time he squirts Priest, and Priest is like, oh yeah, thanks. I was hot.
Yeah, he's boom! Like, that's refreshing, actually. Yeah,
he has the reckoning for the win. After the match, Priest squirts on Morrison, and then he grabs Miz's tie. Miz pushes Priest, stands up, and
to
then
no
runs.
One's, to no one's shock.
Right. He runs to the back, proving that he's no longer injured.
Yeah.
So now I'm curious. Was Miz ever injured, or did they just come up with this whole thing for months, like ever since the zombie... Remember, he had the zombie match.
Yeah,
and ever since the zombie match...
by zombies.
The reports, all the dirt sheets said he tore his ACL.
Right.
So they were wrong.
But he never had his knee wrapped or a brace or anything.
Right. So they were all wrong. We all got worked by the zombies.
So when you can't feel any fucking dumber as a wrestling fan, and they do shit like this.
Yeah. So after the match, Priest calls out Sheamus, and Sheamus appears on the stage. Priest, like, they just interacted before this match.
Right.
Priest calls Sheamus a bully, and he's like, oh, I've been dealing with bullies my whole life. Okay, Braun Strowman, you're 6'7".
Yeah.
You've not been dealing with bullies.
Your fucking name in the indies was Punishment Martinez. Yeah. Who was bullying you?
Right. You were the bully.
Yeah.
I think we very much know you
I've
were
dealt
the bully.
With bullies my whole life, because frankly, I was one.
Just like Braun Strowman, 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
People bully me. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Dumb fuck.
Andre the Giant had bullies too.
Yeah.
And then he would sit on them.
Uh-huh.
And then they would no longer
while
be
drinking
alive.
A barrel of beer.
Yeah. So he challenges Sheamus for the United States Championship at SummerSlam. And
yeah.
Sheamus accepts, and then Priest gives Morrison a brogue kick.
Yeah.
Proving, look, I could do this kick.
I could do that move you do.
I could do that easy kick that anyone can do.
And Frankie Monet stormed out of the arena.
Yes, she did. Oh, God. That was so fucking amazing. We should have recorded that.
I know.
Next up, we have Mustafa Ali versus D-Bar.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
With Mason Mansoor ringside.
Mansoor.
Also, Mansoor got Ali a new jacket to apologize for last week, but Ali tells him not to apologize, but to learn from his mistakes. T-Bar gives Ali a chokeslam, backbreaker, and goes for the pin. Ali gets his foot on the rope, and Mansoor tells the ref. And then Mace takes out Mansoor and yells, snitches get stitches. Ali gave T-Bar a cool DDT and got on the top rope. And Jimmy Smith said, could we see the coup de grace right here?
We could, if Finn Balor was out.
Now, look, I know the definition of coup de grace is like final blow to an opponent. So technically everyone has a coup de grace, but... when a wrestler's finishing name is the coup de grace, you can't call everyone else the coup de grace.
Like how when you had a wrestler named Reckoning and Damian Priest couldn't use that name for his move.
Hit the lights!
He hit the lights!
He hit him with the hit the lights.
Yeah. Right. Come on.
So T-Bar grabs Ali off the top rope and then hits Dominic. I thought this was weird. T-Bar grabbed Ali off the top rope and then he hit Dominic Dijakovic's finisher for the win.
Yeah.
That, you know, Dijakovic, the guy from NXT.
Like Feast Your Eyes.
Feast Your Eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so weird.
I know, right?
Why is he hitting Dijakovic's finisher? We haven't seen Dijakovic in a while.
Did he get Future Endeavored?
Maybe he did.
Man.
Maybe, you know, ever since Retribution showed up, we never saw Dijakovic again.
You know,
maybe they killed him.
Maybe they did. I bet they could repackage T-Bar in his old gear.
Yeah?
And he'd look just like him.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit shorter.
I think they did that before with like a dentist wrestler.
Oh, crazy.
And then he became someone else.
Yeah. The Terrorizer.
But yeah, I think that's the first time we've seen Dijakovic / T-Bar. Or I think that's the first time we've seen T-Bar hit that move.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
Feast Your Eyes.
So maybe.
Gosh, I miss Dijakovic.
I know. He was pretty good.
He really was.
He looked like Gronkowski, but he could wrestle.
I know, right?
He had great matches with Keith Lee. Oh, God. Those matches were awesome.
They were. And they were like for the North American Championship.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah. Backstage, Reggie is doing a photo shoot. When Akira Tozawa, dressed as a delivery man, throws some boxes at Reggie and rolls him up. Then R-Truth, dressed as a janitor, breaks up the pin.
Like an idiot.
By throwing toilet paper. He broke up the pin with toilet paper.
Hey, whatever works, huh?
Yeah. Tozawa was like, oh!
It must have been single ply. Because that shit hurts.
Tozawa was like, oh, God, no. And then Reggie does some flips to get away, and R-Truth yells, he's on Xbox mode.
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah.
What is that?
What? Xbox mode.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, guys. Next up, we have... That was on Raw over Corbin's TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Right.
Jesus.
Come on.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bobby Lashley and MVP. With piped in fake cheers for Goldberg.
Because no one's fucking chanting for that old piece of shit.
MVP says if Goldberg shows up to SummerSlam, his career is over. If only that were true.
I can't wait to start so many anti-Goldberg chants.
I know.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
MVP says getting a spear from Goldberg is like being hit by a Mack truck. The only thing more devastating than a spear from Goldberg is a spear from the Almighty. Then MVP addresses Goldberg's son, Gage, saying, after SummerSlam, you and your dad can have all the father-son time you want. And then Lashley addresses Goldberg, saying, do not let your son watch SummerSlam, because at SummerSlam, Bill, you're not next. You're done.
That line's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
It's not true.
Not in the slightest.
God damn
Far
it.
Far from it.
What a shame. Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus Nikki A.S.H.
Rematch yeah. after rematch.
All right. By the way, they still don't have fireworks for when Rhea Ripley does her foot stomp during her entrance.
Boo earns.
And I'm very upset about that.
Yeah.
Because that is a perfect moment to have fireworks.
Right, it is.
They have the noise as if there would be fireworks.
Right, but no fireworks.
The concussion sound effect, but right. Then there's nothing there. It's like, that's the perfect fucking moment in an entrance to have mm-hmm. fireworks.
Yeah.
Put some fireworks there. Nikki gets on the top rope. This match is like 7 minutes long. And then Charlotte Flair appears and pushes Nikki off for the DQ. I bet my mortgage that Charlotte Flair would interrupt this match.
Yeah.
So yeah, now I'm living free in my house. It's
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Charlotte takes out both women and holds up the belt. And then backstage, Sarah Schreiber asks Charlotte, why did you attack them? She's never been the brightest.
No.
Yeah. You know, she's fighting both of them at SummerSlam.
Right. She's you literally idiot. Their opponent in 2 weeks.
Why would you attack Nikki and Rhea?
Don't you want a fair match in 2 weeks?
Why would you do that? Charlotte, please tell me.
Charlotte, why'd you do
please
that?
Please tell me, what's a wrestle?
Sarah, please stop
Are you
sticking the microphone in my eye.
Are you a wrestling wrestler? Yeah. Good God. Charlotte responded, but I tuned her out. Who cares? Yeah. Next up, we have a video from Elias outside somewhere. What?
Maybe bottom right?
How dare you, sir?
Who How are you?
No, we just haven't used it all show, so.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So outside somewhere, Elias tosses his guitar into a fire pit, and then a voiceover of him says, WWE stood for Walk with Elias, but Elias is dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
WWE tweeted this and said, what's next for Elias? And I retweeted and said, a phone call from Johnny Ace? Like, what else?
Got him!
What else?
There's
Are they finally, like, at least they're going to close the chapter before they release someone? Like,
yes.
We're actually going to, you know, we're going to finish this story out.
Yeah.
And then you'll be released.
Yeah. On the Facebook page, I don't know why internet's so slow, but Aaron Garcia posted, it was something like NXT starter kit or something, and it's like photo with, or Performance Center t-shirt, photo with Triple H pointing at you, name change, and then Future Endeavor.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Finally, for the main event, we have Randy Orton versus
AJ Styles.
Every like 3 months, they do this match.
Yeah.
And they act like it's the first time they've ever fought.
Right.
Even though they fought at WrestleMania. You know, whatever. They're at least they're good together. Orton sets up for the RKO, but Omos pulls AJ to the corner. No DQ for some reason.
Sure.
Riddle runs out, pushes Omos into the ring post, and then jumps on his back, and then Omos backs him into the other ring post. Styles goes for the phenomenal forearm, but Orton counters with an RKO for the win.
That's fucking great.
After the match, Riddle asks Randy for a hug and tells him to listen to the people. Orton gives Riddle a hug, the crowd cheers, and then Orton hits Riddle with an RKO.
Ah,
of course.
Got him.
And this wasn't an Orton turning heel moment.
No.
It was just like, I'm kind of mad at you, but you're still my guy.
Right, because then he like pinched his cheek and stroked his hair.
And then commentary even laughed it off like, oh, Randy.
Oh, that Randy, that son of a bitch.
And then Byron Saxton, right after the RKO, says, I think they're back together. Yep, that was it.
Yep.
We're back together.
Yep.
So after Raw went off the air, John Cena came out and had a three-way hug with Orton and Riddle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Where did that go?
RK Bro. You can't see me?
You can't see that,
RK
Bro.
You can't see me, RK Bro? I don't know. And then he teamed with Damian Priest to beat Jinder Mahal and Veer.
What the fuck?
Not even
Shanky.
Okay.
Shanky, you stay right there, Shanky.
Shanky,
you stay.
Like, why not all three of them? Come on. It's John Cena. Right. Please. How many times has he beaten Jinder Mahal? Like 1,000. So, yeah, John Cena's out Raw, not on the show, not on SmackDown. Strange.
Yeah, so weird.
They're paying him to be there just for the 5-minute dark match.
Yeah, send the crowd home happy.
Yeah, sure. That'll do it. All right, it's time for awards. Who is your worst dressed?
Worst dressed was Seth Rollins. I can't stand those
butterflies on his suit?
Pink butterflies on a green suit.
Yeah.
You schmuck.
I had Nikki Ash. I'm still not down with the superhero bullshit.
I got it.
Best dressed?
Zelina Vega in street clothes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll also take Zelina Vega in her ring gear.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Almost a sweep it? Basically, a sweep it.
It's a sweep it.
It's a sweep it.
Worst acting?
Lily the doll.
Wink. Dear God.
Wink.
I'll allow that, yeah. I'm taking Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
I noticed him way too much. Uh-huh. Saying a lot of stupid shit. Best acting?
From worst to first, Seth Rollins.
Sweep it.
Yeah, he was great.
Worst comment?
I think they're back together.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
I had Michael Cole getting confused. Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair tonight.
Right.
And then McAfee's like, that's SummerSlam, you fucking idiot. best comment?
You're edged light, kid.
That was great.
Super good.
I had Rollins when he said, always have a plan B, because I like the callback to the Shield.
That was great.
Worst match?
T-Bar and Ali, or Mace and Ali.
T-Bar and Ali.
Yeah.
I had Alexa versus Doudrop because magic. Super slow-mo match.
I had Alexa versus Doudrop for super slow-mo.
I had Knox versus Tamina.
Mm-hmm.
Best match.
Orton AJ.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Worst move.
Shooting the missile.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Best move.
RKO from the phenomenal forearm.
Yep.
Yep.
Worst moment or segment?
The 24/7 backstage stuff.
That was really bad.
Uh-huh.
I went with Willie's wink.
Okay.
Wink. Wink. And then best moment. And no, you can't pick Baron Corbin's TikTok. I wish you could.
Edge and Seth.
Edge and Seth.
Yeah.
It was easy. That was it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Seth was, especially for, like, when they do live via satellite stuff, usually, like, those segments suck. You know?
Right.
But Seth was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
He really was.
So, at least we had that this week.
Yeah.
At least we had that.
I'm happy with that.
Better than no, you know, we had one fun.
One fun.
We had one fun.
One fun.
It's better than no fun.
Yeah.
All right, breaking news. So, the news of the latest WWE releases broke last Friday while SmackDown was on the air.
Uh-huh.
So people were like, how am I even supposed to get excited for this when people are getting released. But anyways, this is all NXT names. Goodbye to Bobby Fish, Bronson Reed, who was just like a month ago was the North American champion.
Yeah.
Jake Atlas, Ari Sterling, Kona Reeves. Sorry, hold on. Ari Sterling.
Who are you?
Kona Reeves, Leon Ruff, Stephen Smith.
Who are you?
Tyler Rust, Zachariah Smith.
Who are you?
Asher Hale.
Who are you?
Giant Zangier.
Who are you?
And Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah. So, I think Asher Hale had been on 205 Live.
Like, oh, 205 Live?
Who are you?
He was signed recently, which is kind of crazy.
Also, Bronson Reed's nickname in NXT was Colossal, and they gave it to Omos.
Really?
On Raw. And then Bronson Reed retweeted it and goes, that was fast.
Right. Because he was just the giant Omos.
Yes.
Now he's the Colossal Omos.
Colossal, yeah.
Yeah.
So, more releases, then more will come.
Good God.
When will they just sell it already? Just sell the fucking company.
Yeah.
Also, in an interview with USA Today, John Cena spoke about WWE continuing to rely on aging stars, saying the longer they continue to bet on an aging prospect, that makes WWE's future a little bit less stable. Like who? Like you? Is he not an aging prospect?
Look,
or is he just talking about Goldberg?
I think he's talking about, because at least John Cena can get in the ring and go. He could give you a 15, a 20-minute match.
Yes.
Goldberg can give you five at best. And
five of a shit match.
Five horribly shitty minutes, you know?
Yeah. It's awful. But I like that he said that.
Yeah.
You got anything for news?
Yeah. I did want to throw this in. Like, a lot of people were really upset about Bobby Fish.
Yeah, because now you can't really have the Undisputed Era ever come back.
You can't. But Bobby Fish is 44. And he has been injured a lot.
He sure has.
I would say half of his NXT career, he was injured.
Probably more than half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, I mean, it sucks. But, yeah, I could see that cut come in. I didn't see Bronson Reed coming. I mean, you just had a run with him
just the champ.
Yeah. Leon Ruff, meh.
Even, like, Braun Strowman. Like, Braun Strowman beat Goldberg at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, to WWE, to Vince, that's significant.
Right.
He's like, fuck you. Anything else?
Yeah, so this comes from Twitter. The Twitter handle is at HateYoKids.
Okay.
He sent out a tweet talking about his catfish experience.
Okay.
Basically, someone reached out to him on Facebook Messenger. And started messaging him, like, hey, handsome, how are you? And so they're talking back and forth. And she's like, oh, this is my mother's Facebook account. This isn't my real name, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's like, she's like, you want to see a picture of me? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. She sends him a picture of Brandy fucking Rhodes.
Yeah.
Now, him being...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Brandy's going to cheat.
Hold it.
Brandy's cheating on Cody?
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Catfish. now, this guy is actually a wrestling fan. So he says, wow, you are an elite beauty. he's like, can we be best friends? And basically, he talks back and forth, and it's like, oh, I'm a single mother. Here's a picture of me and my
dear
baby.
Dear God!
Yeah, I'm a divorced single mother.
It's showing Brandy, she pictures Brandy with the newborn.
Yeah.
That's too far.
That's way too far. And then it's like, oh, here's a picture of me and my ex. It's the fucking People magazine cover. And he's like, you liar, you're married. I'm so hurt. Who is this? And it's a picture of her and Cody. So I thought that was so fucking funny. Like,
that's good.
Of all the pictures to, like, get catfished with, of course a wrestling fan gets one with fucking Brandy Rhodes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Also, I'll segue this news into something we'll talk about in rumors.
hit it.
Oh, wait. Actually, I do have...
Okay, go ahead.
One more.
So, it was going to be such a cool transition.
I know.
You were like, we'll talk about it rumors. Then I was like, hit it.
I'll say it again. So you
all right, we'll do it later.
All right, so you know how in the past at WrestleMania, they've done like the fan access tour, stuff like that?
Yeah.
With meet and greets. So they're doing something...
Meet and greets and skeets?
Meet, greets, and skeets. Usually you get the skeet.
Yeah. I hug Alexa, and then I skeet.
Yeah, exactly. Or Seth Rollins hugs you, and then he skeets. Right, Good Seth? Lord. No. So they're doing something similar at SummerSlam. But there are a few restrictions.
No, you have to wear a hazmat suit.
You have to dress like you're Walter White in Breaking Bad, making meth. Few restrictions. Because of COVID. No hugs, handshakes, or physical interaction with any WWE superstars, which also makes sense because there's some cringe-ass photos.
I hate those photos.
Of some fans. Right.
Fucking nerds.
But
squeezing the life out of poor Alexa Bliss.
Here's the kicker on this. No personal items can be brought to the event. You get a pre-signed 8x10.
So you can be there, but you might have COVID, so no hugs. But don't bring your poster because your poster has COVID.
Yes. Your pop figure.
Your pop has COVID.
That you probably brought in a hard stack because you want to put it back in a hard stack so it doesn't get damaged on the way home. So, yeah. They're doing these with Rhea Ripley, Jeff Hardy, Drew McIntyre, Charlotte, AJ Styles and Omos, The Miz. And it's 150. It's 150 to be like.
Yeah.
Hey.
They've gotten more expensive.
And they're like.
Just throw it at right? you.
Well, like the high end ones at WrestleMania were like 200 for like the main event people,
right?
You know,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I can't justify spending 150 to have an 8x10 thrown at me while I'm like trying to get in a picture with someone.
Yeah,
right. You know what they're gonna use? They're gonna use that fucking. Fish tank that Michael Cole was in for a while.
Yeah.
They're going to bring that to wherever they're doing this.
Or they just take your picture in front of a green screen and they're like, we'll just Photoshop
right.
you there. You know.
Okay, now hold out your arm like this. All right.
How would you like to hold Alexa if you could hold Alexa in real life, you fucking creep? Oh, like this? Like this?
Can you just put her on my face, just riding my face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Who is that?
One of our pops. They passed out. Yeah. We're talking about Alexa. That whole side's going to fall down in a few minutes.
Probably.
Just have Alexa bending over and then just like her ass right at my garage here. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
It was Rhonda. She's gone anyway.
Oh, that's right.
The other thing I have we'll talk about in rumors because it goes with it.
Hit it.
Perfect.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed! So what do you got?
Oh, wait, I thought you were gonna... No. So apparently the NXT cut.
Uh-huh.
They are stemming from, reportedly, there's going to be a shit ton of changes being made to NXT. This is coming from Uncle Dave Meltzer.
It's coming from me!
Poison!
Right.
It's coming from me! It's coming from me! Yeah!
Wait, changes?
Yeah.
So that means Vince...
Oh, hang on a second. I just had an epiphany.
I'm going to inject a lethal dose.
Poison
into NXT.
Yeah. So apparently Paul, Triple Levesque. H, and Shawn didn't have anything to do with the cuts. It was all Vince McMahon, Bruce Pritchard, and John Laurinaitis.
Of course.
The basic gist is that NXT is going to change in some ways, and the competitors are too small and too old. Mm-hmm. Supposedly during this meeting, it was said, quote, no more midgets and no one starting in their 30s.
Oh, I wonder who said that.
They want people who can be box office attractions
Yeah.
And main characters.
Oh, like Keith Lee. Keith Lee's a big guy. What are you doing with him?
Let's see, like Karrion Kross. Oh, you had him lose in a roll-up.
Yeah.
In his Raw debut match.
Yeah.
Let's see, Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else?
Bobby Roode's not a box office attraction. He looks great. Looks like $1 million.
He does. Yeah, I mean... The problem is when they go to the fucking main roster.
So like,
it doesn't matter how big they're going to be on NXT. You're going to bury them.
Who's bigger than Keith Lee? And they buried him so many times.
I know. It's insane.
Yeah.
So
I guess Gargano and Ciampa are next to be future endeavored, right?
Right. Well, speaking of Gargano, there is a Twitter account that keeps up with the Young Bucks.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Young Bucks bio because they always change their bio to match whatever's going on in the E.
Yes.
They changed their bio to say very tall, not in our 30s. And Gargano liked that tweet.
Nice.
So kind of interesting there. But yeah, I mean.
There were a lot of people online saying that Gargano and Ciampa ruined NXT. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, are you fucking high? It was
like, you mean the best match they've ever had in NXT?
The best feud in wrestling since Rock Austin?
Like, yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Someone called Ciampa and Gargano the greatest wrestling story ever told, which is what I was calling it during the time.
Right.
I was like, this is the greatest. Every week I'd be like, the greatest wrestling story ever told. So.
Yeah.
So thank you to that fan. Clearly they're a patron member.
Clearly.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see what's in store for NXT. God help us all.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, Fightful reported that Bray Wyatt's hiatus had nothing to do with mental health issues and that Wyatt is 100% able to wrestle. They also say that he was originally going to return to Raw this week. Like he was scheduled to return August 9th on Raw.
Wow.
To set up SummerSlam, like a SummerSlam match.
Right.
There was another rumor that said he was going to fight Finn Balor at SummerSlam, like Fiend versus Demon. Like, because they fought a couple years ago. It was Fiend versus just Balor, but then it would be Fiend versus Demon.
Right.
It's like, that would have been awesome.
Well, would it though? Because neither of them could take a loss, really. You can't have Balor lose.
The Fiend has lost, though.
He has.
So many times.
But after a 9-month hiatus almost.
Yeah.
Well, not 9 months, but
it would have
a
6-month
hiatus.
I mean, we're talking about something that's not happening. But it would have had to have been Balor getting his revenge, you know, as the Demon on the Fiend.
For sure.
But it's not happening.
Balor has also said he doesn't want to do the Fiend anymore. Not the Fiend, the Demon.
The Demon.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your choice!
You schmuck!
You
schmuckaneer!
Schmuckaneer, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, PW Insider reports that Becky Lynch will be backstage at SummerSlam.
Whoa!
But won't be on the show.
Whoa. So
thanks.
Then why? To say hi to people?
Yeah, to watch her hubby wrestle.
Yeah, so Vince can bury her newborn?
That's it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally, babies are a problem. Just look at my son, Shane. Good God. Who are you?
Any other rumors?
No, that's all I have.
All right, then it's time for fan questions.
Uh-huh.
Ben Van D, how close are we to sucky, sucky $5 Corbin?
Wow.
Wow.
I wish I could say that was the first of the only one of those, but no. Brandon Hill, you'll see. Brandon Hill, I'm in the month of August 2019, and the show is still somewhat decent. I disagree.
Yeah.
But dear God, Natalia is straight garbage. I agree. Actually, he put straight garage. But I think he meant garbage.
Oh, is that...
She is straight
garage. Is that Josh's alias patron?
It could be.
Yeah.
Chris Dibbern, Andrew, I'm sure you know that we share a birthday with Fred Durst. What do you think of his new look? I did not know that.
That was like a wig.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Yeah.
But the facial hair was real, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, he looked weird.
Something like
That's all I got to say. People were freaking out because Fred Durst brought a fan on the stage and he was wearing a Britt Baker shirt.
Uh huh.
And they were like, and like the tweet was like, AEW's taking over. Because a fan was wearing an AEW shirt at Limp Bizkit from 1999?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
AEW is everywhere.
AEW, AEW.
Right. The whole crowd roared into a frenzy of AEW chants. Yeah.
Tony C, will you have a review of the Suicide Squad movie? I mean, basically we kind of did already. Eric did it for us.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see
Spoiler free.
Joey Montez, not a wrestling question, but Push Fire Barry comedies. Hangover, Superbad, and Step Brothers. I think I'd have to do it in reverse that order. I'd have to push Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Barry Superbad and Fire Hangover.
I would Barry Hangover, Fire Superbad.
How dare you?
I know. God damn it.
But McLovin.
I know, but we're the three best friends that anyone could have.
They're three great movies.
They really are. The first one, if you said The Hangover 2 or 3, easy fire.
Of course.
But the first one is really good.
Yeah. Pop Culture Junkie, is Vince continuously bringing in Goldberg just as a way to keep screwing with Bret Hart since Goldberg is the one who ended Bret's career? Sure, maybe.
Okay.
That's probably one of the reasons.
Right.
Paul, Corey Graves said on Raw he would follow Eva Marie to the ends of the earth. Isn't he worried his girlfriend Carmella will be watching Raw?
No.
No. Why would she watch Raw?
Their relationship isn't canon.
That's right. Adam Wilson, why does WWE feel the need to have every person who talks about Nikki to also say A-S-H, not even Nikki Ash? They say every letter individually. It's obnoxious and serves no purpose to her gimmick. I think the reason why they do it is because Nikki Ash sounds too much like Nikki Ass.
Right.
That's why they go.
Because she's also wearing like a blue thong over gold tights.
Yes.
So
yes, she is.
But when they say almost a superhero, Nikki Ash,
yeah,
that's dumb and redundant.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Nikki Ash, almost a superhero.
Yeah.
Right. Ryan Hensley, long random post, but do you guys remember where you sat at WrestleMania 34? I remember you saying there was a dude dressed as Reigns, and I was sitting one row next to him. Someone was giving him shit after Reigns lost, and I remember you guys talking about it. I looked behind me and up the stairs, and I could have sworn it was Andrew talking shit to him. Yes, it was, Ryan.
Could have been.
Well, of course it was, remember?
Well, we were in the lower 100s.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're facing the stage, we're on the left side of the stage.
Yeah.
And we were close to David Arquette. Took a picture with us.
But, yeah, that was us. I mean, like, we were totally giving that guy shit. And when Reigns lost, I literally gave him the finger right to his face.
Yes. Because he was a grown man wearing a Roman vest.
But he was a good sport about it. But it was amazing. Yeah. I was just like, fuck you, fuck you. And I was doing the DX chops right to his face.
It was so good.
But, yeah, Ryan, you know who... You know, you've known us for a long time. You know what we look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was the best moment of WrestleMania that year.
It was. It really was.
Robert Enright, Push Fire Barry, the following release due to budget cuts to replace Goldberg at SummerSlam. Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Rusev. I would say that order because Rusev is Miro, and he's actually the best part of AEW right now is Miro.
Yeah.
So I would fire that because he's doing great in AEW. Obviously, I would push Bray Wyatt and Barry Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jake Baker with Riddle getting RKO'd. How likely is it that he gets cut next? That's right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see it happening.
Yeah.
Vince will finally see that stupid mushroom tattoo and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Can you change that to a WWE logo?
Right.
Jeremy Shedlock, any updates on the What's Wrong With Wrestling cookbook? Also, would you be able to post the soundboard clips as a Patreon exclusive so we could download them? I could probably do that. The cookbook, that'll probably eventually happen. That's a long ways
away. Like if you get a text from an unknown number, it's, who are you?
That's right. Jaden Theodore, are we witnessing the death of NXT as we know it? Personally, I think it died when it went on the USA Network. No more midgets. No one over 30. I'm pretty sure was the wording they used. Yeah, that's what the rumors say. Stacey Moore, I wonder if Vince is trying to put AEW out by releasing a ton of talent for them to sign too many people and go over budget on contracts.
Well, like, there's a rumor that Vince and Adam Cole had a meeting before SmackDown.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe they had to free up some budget to keep Adam Cole, so they had to fire a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Hans the Mole Man Hart, you all get your own spinoff podcast with weekly episodes. What are the themes/topics?
Ooh. Dibs on Simpsons.
Well, Hans the Mole Man Hart. I mean, look, the movie... TV podcast is coming, so I'm not going to say that.
Uh-huh.
I would say video games.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was to do a third podcast. Jason Claver, Push Fire Barry, hypothetical WWE tag teams. Jake and Logan Paul. Walter White and Jesse Pinkman.
Okay.
And then Josh and Slamilton.
Push that, because I could carry our team to win tag team gold.
Yeah, fire the Paul brothers.
Yeah, and then Barry, Walter White, and Pinkman.
Minister of Sinister, where the fuck is Asuka?
Right. Where's a lot of people?
Don't know.
Yeah.
No clue. Kyle Fox, and I don't know if you guys saw the report regarding championship contender matches, but apparently saying non-title is now on Vince's banned words list.
Because that's not surprising. Of course.
Yeah. Because if it's a non-title match, that sounds like, oh, that's shitty. But if it's a, you say championship contender,
what?
Then you trick the audience into thinking it's important.
Ooh.
When it's not.
Yeah.
Jacking off there, Vince?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sahin Rahman, can you name one combination of matches we haven't seen yet with the current Raw roster? Oh, I got it. Riddle versus Rhea Ripley. We haven't. I think that's the only one. I think that's the only one.
Riddle versus Goldberg. That's go. What we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Piccone, is Baron Corbin the best thing on the main roster right now?
He's certainly the best thing on WWE's TikTok.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Scooter, how long until Corbin is blowing dudes for money in a bus station bathroom?
Wow.
That's another one. Angelo Boniello.
You're going to change his name to Blowin' Corbin?
Yeah, Blowin' Corbin. Angelo Boniello says, to answer Jimmy Scooter's question, I owe Corbin $3.50. Oh, God.
Bust a nut.
$3.50.
Wow.
That was a,
it's not bad.
That's a cheap blowjob.
Yeah.
Mr. Slapnuts, Push Fire Barry ideas that Vince, that made Vince declare...
I'm a genius!
Making all matches 2 out of 3 falls.
Oh, God.
2 years ago. Renaming the War Raiders the Viking Raiders, or having a feud against God himself.
Push that.
Oof.
I mean...
It's all bad.
Push that. Fire 2 out of 3 falls matches and
yeah.
Bury Viking Raiders.
Sure. Stone Cold Savage. You get to resurrect one wrestler from the dead, and they're at their prime, and you get to push them on Raw next Monday. Who are you bringing back?
Crash fucking Holly. Brings some prestige back to the 24/7 title.
Oh my God.
I mean, anyone you bring back from the dead, what are they? They're going to be fucking.
Yeah, that's true.
Buried.
But Macho Man. We've been asked this question before.
Yeah.
And Stone Cold Savage, we're bringing back Randy Savage.
Yeah, we are.
It's always been that.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to be fighting Sheamus at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
For the United States title.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would never be champion nowadays.
No.
This would be like, you can't understand him. He's stupid. Mark Carver, which episodes of Edge and Christian's podcast are you on? Like a lot of them?
Yeah.
Like the first few, they did the impression contest like the second week of the show.
Right.
And that was like a few weeks. So every week, all those weeks. Then Bobby Roode's episode, I did his song with like 10 Stone Cold singing Glorious together.
It was so good.
That might have been my favorite one.
Yeah.
Then Shawn Michaels and Mankind were on. I did their theme songs. I did Mike and Maria Kanellis' theme song. I did a bunch. I forget the other ones, but yeah. I mean, it was all around the same time period.
Right.
So around all those episodes, yeah, you'll find me in the middle of those shows somewhere. Usually introducing their guests. So
good times.
Good times.
Edge still is us a fucking interview.
Yeah. Bake the Cake Roberts. Can you think of another time when the WWE Championship was so devalued and had so few viable contenders? Probably when Mahal was champion.
That's what I was about to say. When Jinder Mahal had it.
Yeah. Dan Hankinson, I'm revisiting older episodes of yours from several years ago, and it's crazy the similarities compared with today, like horrible booking and one of the Usos being in breaking news for DUI.
Yeah. Crazy how history repeats itself. And I'm sure shortly after back then, they got the tag titles as well.
They did.
Yeah.
No, like they actually did. No,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Get DUI, get tag titles.
Yep. Well, there you have it. Those are the fan questions. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for only $19.99.
If you're going to SummerSlam, you want to look cool.
Yeah. You want to spoil the main event? Kick out, spear, pin, repeat?
Boom.
prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah.
And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. We'll be doing the SummerSlam recap. It's the only way to see it.
Yeah.
So.
And it's fun. And cool.
Oh, it's so fun.
And there's so much content on there.
All the brackets. Go check out the brackets.
Movie recaps.
Yep. Classic episodes of Raw and SmackDown.
Those are always good.
What else? NXT and AEW. Weekly recaps.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boom. Look at all that content.
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Right now.
And then.
I'm going to wait till you join.
Okay. Me too.
Excuse me.
Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with
pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.